Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one today comes from Holly, who says, I have a hard time finding shirts that fit right. I'm short from the shoulders to my bust. Petite fits this area best, but I have a long torso and long rise, so if a shirt fits my top portion, it's usually too short. I'm guessing I'm going to need to tailor my clothes. And the answer to that is yes. When you have got proportions that are outside the norm, the standard as such, tailoring is the way to go. There's nothing wrong with having alterations. Alterations are not a sign of failure. Most of us have bodies that are actually outside of manufacturing standards. So don't, you know, like whether it's you have to, you know, some people have to cut the sleeves off everything or hem everything or have to, you know, take everything into the waistband. That's just what they have to do. So you just have to go, okay, I just need to buy, you know, something that fits and tailor it to fit you, sadly. And the thing is fashions change. Sometimes tops are really long, sometimes they're shorter. And you might find that when certain fashion trends hit, that those tops fit you more proportionally. But when everything is cropped, it's not really going to work for you. So yes, alterations are the way to go. Or learn to sew for yourself. And then you can create patterns that actually work for your body. But I'm assuming that if alterations are feeling like a big thing, sewing is not your thing. Or have something made. Often it's, you know, not much different in price to have something made than to buy mid-market range of clothes anyway. So that is also another option to consider. Next question comes from Viv, who says, I try to ensure that any garment that I buy is versatile enough to go with at least three of my existing items of clothing. I still find that when I do purchase something, I'm thinking, if only I had whatever, it would make that new item look great. Is this just a state of mind or something else? So I would be wondering, if you're always thinking, if I only had an X to make this, you know, this would be great. Is this, you know, the things that you're thinking about actually items missing from your wardrobe? Are they wardrobe gaps? Or what is it about this? You know, when you're thinking about the, if I only had a this or that. So what is it about these things? I would be looking at those thoughts of those questions of which the things that you feel are missing, because maybe there are some pieces missing that they would then make those garments work even better. So it doesn't just go with three things. It goes with 10 things potentially. Also too is, you know, you mentioned earlier too that you also do a one in, one out. And sometimes this is great to keep your wardrobe at a manageable level. But if you are getting rid of things that you then wish you had a version of that to go with this, maybe you're getting rid of too much. So maybe it is something to consider as well. Working out why it is you're feeling you need these new things, these other things to make these garments work, whether it's more variety. So some of us like more variety and we need larger wardrobes. Other people like less variety and need smaller wardrobes. And I kind of, by the sound of this, I'm thinking that potentially you're one of these people who needs a greater variety. So you actually need a larger wardrobe. And always sticking to the one in, one out isn't necessarily the best way for you to go. Maybe you need to expand a bit before you start going into one in, one out. Because it could just be that you need that greater variety of clothes as well to be able to mix it up more, to be able to, you know, change things around a little bit more and to give you that variety that maybe you crave. So that is something to think about potentially, Viv, that I don't know, without sitting down and having a conversation, it's very hard for me to know, but that is just something that you may want to consider. Last question today comes from Elaine, who says, at present, my body shape is changing as I'm starting to lose weight. I'm on a very limited budget and I love colour and clothes, but my whole confidence has gone. Is secondhand the only way to go? Are there any basic guidelines? So one of the things to consider, this is when you're changing shape, if you're losing weight, you want to reassess what's working for you. And so this can change, body shapes can change. And I do have a blog post about how body shapes can change with weight. So it might give you an idea of where you're going to, about how that can help you figure out what you should be looking for. Now, as far as buying new clothes, you can always, like, generally one to two sizes, you can, you know, make a few alterations to the clothes that you already have. But when you get past that, you need to buy something new. Or it could be secondhand. Now, there is nothing wrong with secondhand, but if you're feeling that secondhand isn't something that you love, there are plenty of places these days that sell, you know, very, you know, good quality clothes at very reasonably, you know, priced places. This is where you kind of have that, you know, the factory outlets or the, you know, the TK Maxx or the Marshalls, those kind of places can be great for finding pieces that are good quality and will last you through this next stage. But secondhand is a great option as well. Going online, eBay, thrift stores, consignment stores, there's so many places you can find clothes. The one thing is when you're looking at the secondhand, it can be a little bit more frustrating because, you know, we're not looking at the same garment in more than one size. We're only looking at one size, which is why maybe when you're losing weight, if you have to kind of buy more of a wardrobe back, you know, it's very hard to find the colours and the styles and those sorts of things you like to build a wardrobe quite as easily. It's got to be cohesive. And I really think, particularly as we're losing weight, that if you have to start replacing your wardrobe, do look at the capsule wardrobe concept. So have a, you know, how to create a capsule wardrobe free download, which gives you some like little charts to follow. And this is going to help you make sure that as you're buying new pieces into your wardrobe, that everything mixes and matches and works together. So you get more outfits from less pieces. So that's something that's really useful to think about rather than just buying any old random piece that happens to fit the new you. And this will, you know, and this is where thinking about color schemes and all those sorts of things. When your color palette, you know, that if you've got an identified color palette, these colors work together really easily. So you'll find that it's easier to put these clothes together, even if you buy a slightly broader range of colors instead of just sticking to, you know, a very simple range of colors. And also do have the book Svelte in Style that Jill Chivers and I wrote all about, you know, what to wear whilst losing weight, because I know it is an issue for many. It is something that people like, you have to rethink yourself and rethink your body and what works for you now. But you can go and do my body shape quiz and see what your shape is now. Also, you know, and get your body shape Bible. And look, the blog's got masses and masses of, you know, posts all about these sorts of things. Think about, though, buying clothes that have stretch in them rather than a woven. They do, you know, means you've got a few more sizes, a bit more range before they need to be replaced again as well. And it doesn't have to be super expensive. And there's places like Target or, and I don't know where you are in the world, but, you know, there's plenty of kind of more discount department stores and things like that where you can find perfectly serviceable things at a really reasonable price that will get you through until you need to replace that wardrobe again. And that is something, because it really depends on how much weight you're losing, but that can be something that you might have to go through two or three wardrobes in a way. So two or three capsules is a really good way to go. It's a bit like being pregnant, where we put on the weight when we're pregnant and our body shape changes. So we buy a much more specific range of clothes. We go, this is only going to last the next, you know, 9 months or so. So these clothes don't need to last forever, but they do need to be versatile. So thinking about, can I dress it up and down? Does it, you know, work for many different things? Is it versatile? Can I mix and match with lots of things? That's something to think about. So I always thinking about this sort of losing or gaining weight wardrobe is very much a kind of pregnancy wardrobe. It's a versatile wardrobe where things work together. So can be secondhand, can be new, depends where you go shopping. There are so many places to shop these days where you can buy great clothes, even on a budget, and build your wardrobe out that way, but do it consciously, do it thoughtfully. And the more you know, so the more you've educated it yourself with regards to your style and what works and your colours and all those things, the easier it's actually going to be for you. So thank you for your questions, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.